the magical L word, love. The meaning of love is to have an intense feeling of affection. It's a powerful word and has super powerful feelings actually attached to it. And we don't really understand how scary it can be to love someone until we do. Love often takes us by surprise. First, we like someone just as a friend, and then all of a sudden, as if out of nowhere, we have very deep feelings for them, which is why it is so easy to get scared and to be afraid to commit to someone. Sure, we love them, but do they actually love us? Now, it can be hard to understand ladies on a everyday basis, but when we are in love, we often try to hide it and we try to protect ourselves, which makes it even harder. In today's video, I'm going to show you 15 signs that she is scared that she loves you and is afraid of commitment at this very moment. Like and subscribe, stay tuned. The good news is that once you understand these signs of today's video, you will understand how she feels about you, and then you can tell her that you feel the same, if you do. So the first sign is she is vulnerable around you. Come on, we all have our vulnerabilities in life, and women are no different to that. A telltale sign that a lady is in love with you is when she lets her walls down for you. She knows that you are not going to hurt her or even use these weaknesses against her, but also, if she does get a little scared and puts those walls back up, that you will be there still waiting for her when she's ready to lower them down again. She asks for your opinion. She is still that independent woman that you know and love, but she wants to know what you think, and she values your opinion and your honesty. She wants to let you know that you are part of her family and that, well, your opinion matters to her. Which dress do you prefer? Am I being unreasonable? Should I have tea or coffee? What do you think I should do? If you are being asked these sorts of questions, chances are she loves you. She can read your mind. Only someone that is really in love with you can know what you are thinking. You can walk into a room and she will know that you've had a bad day at work. She understands when you are feeling down or when you have a need to celebrate something. You might be thinking about another girl and trying to decide between the both of them, and she will know that you are thinking about this. It's such a power that us ladies have. Our intuition really is incredible, which might be why she is afraid to commit to you, because she knows that you are not 100% committed to her. Being open and honest with her when she does confront you about her feelings will show her that she can trust you and open her heart to you. She is scared to lose you. If she loves you, she is most definitely 100% afraid to lose you. Even if she does not know that she loves you yet, she will still be scared of losing you. This can make it hard on her when it comes to commitment. It's almost like a self-sabotage. She loves you and she's afraid to use you, but she distances herself from you, which can mean that she isn't fully committing to you. And you can help her with this by showing her that she does not need to be scared of losing you, because you are not going anywhere and you are there to support her. She tells you what she likes about you. Girls are often more obvious when they like you than what the guys are to the ladies. They will tell you what they like about you, and they will be open and very honest. You just need to be able to observe these things and pick them up. For example, she could be out for dinner and she might say, "I'm really liking the way you're dressing this evening." You might simply say thank you without realizing that she's actually showing you that she likes you. So keep an eye out for the little things that she says about you and the ways that she shows you that she does like you. She sends you songs that remind her of you. This is a classic move and it's very romantic. It used to be that guys would make mixtapes for girls, or maybe you would share a song with someone on Spotify. You both might have gone to a concert together and one of the songs reminds her of you, or maybe she just heard a song on the radio and then she started to think of you. If she sends you songs, it's her way of actually showing you she's thinking of you and that she might even love you. Her friends definitely know all about you. Girls tell each other nearly everything when it comes to the guys that they like. They don't normally say anything until they know that they really do like him. And if she mentions to you that she's actually explained who you are to all of her friends, it's a very good sign. And you know that she is trying to show you that she is ready to commit to you, but she's just not being direct with her words. She flirts with you, but only via text. This is her way of showing you that she likes you, but that she is afraid to be completely vulnerable with you in person, in case you do not feel the same way. If you find that she is often flirting via text, but then when you guys meet face to face, there's no interaction, then start flirting with her in person so that she knows that you feel the same way about her, and this will also help her to trust you a little bit more. Read her body language. When you are together on a date, make sure to take in her body language. Is she displaying flirty body language, the caring body language? Maybe she has her hand on your leg. Is she looking at you lovingly? Is there direct eye contact? These are all signs that she loves you, but she might be afraid to actually open up to you. She asks about what you have going on in your life. When you like someone or you love them, you care about them and you like to ask them everything about their own life. You might find that she's asking about how you're doing at work or how you feel about a certain friend situation. She may also ask you questions which are a little bit more personal. For example, about any other girlfriends that you do have. This is her trying to figure out where she fits in your life and if you have anyone else on the go. Then, well, she's gonna know whether she should risk committing herself to you. She says sorry a lot. Being nervous and shy is very common for when you have feelings for someone, but you are not sure if they feel the same way. A sign of being nervous and shy is actually saying sorry a lot. She might apologize for talking too much when she's not even talking that much at all. It could be that she drops something and then she keeps saying sorry over and over and over again. These are all signs that she's nervous around you, most likely because she has deep feelings for you, but she's not sure if you feel the same way. She takes care of you. Picking you up a cup of coffee on the way to see you, buying your favorite types of food when you visit, and not letting you lift a finger. These are all ways that she is taking good care of you. If she is doing this, then she is a little bit more serious about it than you think, and she definitely wants more. You should tell her how you feel as well, so that she can be sure that commitment is the way forwards. You bump into her. You might be walking down the street minding your own business when you suddenly see her out the corner of your eye. You might not think anything of it and you might think it's a little bit strange because you're thinking, never seen her around here before. But you will notice she will find ways to bump into you if she likes you. She wants to stay at the forefront of your mind and remind you of who she is, and she will pop up everywhere that you go. She is shy and nervous when she's around you. So we've spoken in today's video about people being nervous and shy, but it's actually worth saying again, because ladies often get nervous around guys that they love, especially those that they don't know how he feels about her. So if you notice that she's fiddling a lot, she's looking down at the ground, or looking anxious or a little bit nervous around you, then you need to try and calm her down because, well, she's nervous because she likes you, but she doesn't really know what to do with those feelings. She tells you that she is taking her walls down. This is one of the final steps a girl will take before she fully commits to you. She will tell you that she is taking her walls down and that she is ready to commit. Hopefully, by this stage, you have a good idea that she actually likes you already so that you can react appropriately. You can tell her that you do feel the same way, and if you do, that you are also ready to commit to her. But this might not mean a relationship. It could simply mean that you both are exclusively dating each other, taking it slow and seeing what happens. If you think I missed something from today's video, let me know down in the comments. Give me a huge thumbs up and consider subscribing to make my day. But if you want to get your name rolling up next to my face, like these amazing people's names here, then all you have to do is click the link in the description bar below to find out a little bit more. Have an amazing day. See you soon.